It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The Doniana County Clerk's Office says that over 7,400 voters in the county cast their ballots during early voting. Election Day is tomorrow. 40 voting convenience centers will be open throughout Doniana County tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. All registered voters who requested absentee ballots must submit their ballot to the county clerk's office or at one of the voting convenience centers by 7 p.m. tomorrow. The City of Las Cruces is putting together a list of capital funding priorities heading into the 2020 legislative session. Michael Hernandez recently attended a work session to learn which projects the city seeks to fund and how much it's asking the state.
We are here today to present to you the funding request priorities as a work session for you to provide us further direction.
Like most other cities in New Mexico, Las Cruces has significant infrastructure needs. At a recent work session, City Council reviewed a list of $55 million in capital improvement projects to prioritize for the 2020 state legislative session.
And so we had about $12 million that we received in total last year.
Public safety is first on the city's wish list. Grants Administrator Amy Johnson Basford says the city is seeking nearly $10 million to build a regional training facility for police and fire departments. It would also replace SWAT tactical vehicles and upgrade the communication system to connect law enforcement agencies in the region.
Right now, every law enforcement agency is on a different frequency. This would allow the city police department and fire department to talk to any other law enforcement agency in the region, regardless of what frequency they are on. And that is a standard that's been set nationally that every law enforcement agency is to move to.
These projects serve the region, and then also after what we saw unfortunately happen in El Paso in the past several months, we have a definite need in this part of the state.
Voters approved a general obligation bond measure in 2018 to develop a recreational complex in the East Mesa region. Along with upgrading water lines and sewer systems in the area, Basford says the city is asking for $3.5 million to build a road to the complex.
And so the road that we're requesting funding for would be access to that new complex. We'd like to have it done in cooperation with the construction that is going to go on the complex to achieve, you know, efficiencies and cost effectiveness for the entire project. Additionally, there are a lot of unpaved roads on the east side of the city that need to have drainage projects completed, and then in the future, roads.
At nearly $20 million, building projects make up the largest funding request. Basford says the city owns more than 100 buildings that need to be upgraded over time. That means updates to the Brannigan Cultural Center, a new municipal court building and transit facility, police station renovations, and restoring the Amador Hotel. Heather Pollard is president of the Amador Hotel Foundation. She asked the city to prioritize a $2 million request to preserve the city-owned hotel that stood in downtown since the 1870s.
We have to put the floors back in, and we are going to bring the exterior back to its original. We need a new roof. The $2 million will include all of that. If with $2 million we feel we can restore it, have it habitable, and as you know, it is on the south end of Main Street. So it is the gateway to our Main Street, to our downtown, and a huge economic development driver.
We've been doing this for 13 years, and I don't want to betray any ages, but I would really like to be 80 years old and be walking into that restored building.
Parks and recreation requests total more than $11 million. Some of that money would go to repair soccer fields, volleyball courts, parking lots, and the gazebo at Pioneer Women's Park. Councilor Gabe Vasquez says after meeting with local youth last year, his top goals in District 3 include getting $3 million to renovate the city's skate park and build another.
They talk about the need to have a better space for them to enjoy their skating activities, but also to build community, to be together as Las Cruces, and to be proud of the home that they live in. And so it's really important for me to bring a new skate park home to them, considering that cities like Alamogordo and Silver City have better skating facilities than we do. So I think it's time that the youth of Las Cruces get their skate park.
Vasquez also advocated for a $1 million project to turn the Villamora Dam area near Madrid Avenue and Trivies Drive into a nature park.
The Villa Mora Dam project is so important. One, because the city already owns the land. Two, because it adds to the public health quality of life components that we have by allowing people to recreate both by walking and running and jogging in the inner city. It also provides access to this natural space that's located within the city, so you don't have to drive out necessarily to the Oregon Mountains, or if you don't have transportation to go out there, you'll have a natural park in the city where you can walk, where you can jog, and you can even birdwatch and do it in a natural setting.
Of course, we have to pare it down now, so which is the not so fun part, right, where we all fight to the death for our districts.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
The City Council is set to meet on December 2nd to approve a resolution to move forward with its capital funding requests when a smaller list of projects is expected to be presented. The 2020 legislative session begins in late January.